Arya. Confusion and clangor ruled the castle. Men stood on the beds of wagons, loading casks of wine, sacks of flour, and bundles of new-fletched arrows. Smiths straightened swords, knocked dents from breastplates, and shooed destriers and pack mules alike. Mail shirts were tossed in barrels of sand and rolled across the lumpy surface of the flowstone yard to scour them clean. Weezer's women had 20 cloaks to mend, 100 more to wash. The high and humble crowded into the step together to pray. Outside the walls, tents and pavilions were coming down. Squires tossed pails of water over cook fires, while soldiers took out their oilstones to give their blades one last good lick. The noise was a swelling tide, horses blowing and whickering, lords shouting commands, men-at-arms trading curses, camp followers squabbling. Lord Tywin Lannister was marching at last. Sir Adam Marbrand was the first of the captains to depart, a day before the rest. He made a gallant show of it, riding a spirited red courser whose mane was the same copper colour as the long hair that streamed past Sir Adam's shoulders. The horse was barded in bronze-coloured trappings, dyed to match the rider's cloak and emblazoned with a burning tree. Some of the castle women sobbed to see him go. We said he was a great horseman and sword-fighter, Lord Tywin's most daring commander. "I hope he dies," Arya thought as she watched him ride out of the gate, his men streaming after him in a double column. "I hope they all die." They were going to fight Rob, she knew. Listening to the talk as she went about her work, Arya had learned that Rob had won some great victory in the West. He'd burned Lannisport, some said, or else he meant to burn it. He'd captured Castle Rock and put everyone to the sword, or he was besieging the Golden Tooth. But something had happened, that much was certain. Wyse had her running messages from dawn to dusk. Some of them even took her beyond the castle walls, out into the mud and madness of the camp.